This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
In a couple of hours, we'll get the latest jobs numbers from the U.S. Labor Department. Numbers for the month of November. We'll learn how many jobs the government and companies added to their payrolls last month and what percent of Americans are unemployed. Economists expect more than 200,000 new jobs and no change to the unemployment rate, which is currently 5.8%. It's likely holiday retail led to some new jobs nationwide, but falling oil prices may have hurt states like North Dakota and Montana. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Over the past year, the economy's been adding on average 220,000 jobs a month. Good, but not great, 5 years into a recovery. Unemployment's fallen gradually to under 6%, and the quality of jobs is improving, says Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com. In addition to bartender, waiter, hotel maid, cashier,
we're really seeing a greater collection of sectors participating in jobs creation, whether it's professional and business services, healthcare, construction, occasionally manufacturing.
Retail chains like Macy's, Walmart, and GameStop increased hiring for the holidays this year, says outplacement expert John Challenger. But Black Friday sales were mediocre.
Companies look at the traffic in their stores, and if it's really going to be down longer term, they'll pull some of those people back.
But with online sales soaring, holiday jobs at Amazon, UPS, and FedEx will probably hold up just fine. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.